Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Patterson's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. John is the founder and the president of Progressive Insights, the co-author of so many books on customer loyalty and on what customers are doing and how they're behaving. I had to get a wheelbarrow to bring them all to the studio. His, I think the newest one, though, is called Wired and Dangerous, which he's written a number of these books with our good friend Chip Bell, and Customer Loyalty Guaranteed is another one. Take the Breath Away is another one he and Chip have written, and John's here to talk to us about this wired and dangerous customer. John Patterson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here.
Good to have you back, and in your seventh year as a member of our Brain Trust, we appreciate you very much. When you say the customer is wired and dangerous, tell us about what you mean.
Sure. I think I'm sure everyone listening to the show has noticed that customers have changed, and they've changed dramatically. Today, they use the experience across their life to determine how they think about your business. They're not just thinking about your competitor. They're thinking about different aspects of their business, of their experience across their life. And they're connected. We're all connected 24/7. So we all have access to as much information as we need to learn about you before we have an experience with your business. And man, are they vocal. You know, they can go on there in 140 characters with Twitter. They can put out either something great about your business, a terrific experience, or that other side, if things didn't go well.
And it's a two-edged sword, isn't it?
It is a double-edged sword, and we know from research that if you don't respond within a week, then 50% of those folks are moving on. They're saying, that's it, you ignored me, and I'm gone. So today, they are very strong, just like you say in your book, the age of the customer, they're incredibly powerful. And it is the
feeling. Well, you know, here's another, not to parse your words a little too much, because what you said earlier, everything you said was absolutely correct. But there's one little thing that I'd like to offer. You said they're thinking about this, they're thinking about that. I'm not sure that they're actually doing that much thinking. I think, and this is what I call the ironic war, John. I call the war between buyers and sellers these days an ironic war because it's a war because sellers are, businesses are fighting for their lives. It's ironic because the customer has these new expectations, which is creating the war, but they don't even know a war is going on. What do you think?
No, I think
They're not even going to fight. They're not even going to fight the war, and but yet they're going to win. And so that's the reason I call it an ironic war. And my point is what makes it so ironic is I don't even think that they're even aware of what's going on, let alone thinking that much about it. All they know is wow, I've got this new capability. I'm gonna move in that direction. I like this.
There's no question about the capability. I really haven't thought about the war, as you put it, but we know for sure they have way more choices than they ever had before, so they don't really have to stop very much to think about it, as you say. I think the thing to remember is that their expectations are changing dramatically. They're going up as much as a third every year.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize that, we have to work really hard to stay in front of that because it's those expectations. What? They're expecting us to know what they are, and to deliver
on them. In the age of the seller, when competition was the, when the competitive advantage was the coin of the realm, basically we could kind of keep up with what the competition was doing, and we could serve customers because customers kind of waited on businesses to tell them what they had and what they could sell them. Today, if you keep up with the competition, you're going to get behind. You got to keep up with the customer, don't you? Because they're wagging this dog, aren't they?
They very much so. They're in control. They're more powerful than they ever have before. And when you look at statistics that tell you that 57% of customers have suffered a bad experience with a business in the last 12 months. And 66% of those customers have told someone about it. But here's the killer. 44% of them stopped doing business with that provider. And
right.
62% of the people who heard about it decided to stop or to avoid that provider.
Right.
So you talk about how powerful they are, Jim. Never before.
And it's instantaneously powerful. It's not the old slow motion word of mouth anymore, is it?
No, it's word of mouth, as my good friend Chip would say. It's the internet.
Yeah.
It's the word of mouth that's driving.
And when customers are empowered, John, businesses are disrupted.
They are. Because you have to scramble to stay in front of these folks, and you have to scramble to respond to them. And what they're looking for is they're looking for people that make them smarter, respect their time, make it easier to do business with them. But I think the thing that really drives them is they've gotten so used to having a tailored experience, getting it when they want it, how they want it.
Just like they want it. Mm-hmm.
Just like they want it, that we've got to stay out in front of them to deliver that. And that's tough to do, especially
you know, John,
in a small business.
Somebody asked me, you talked about them leaving you, leave customers going away. Somebody asked me, a reporter recently asked me if we could get these customers back, and I laughed and I said, they're not mad at us. We just became irrelevant. Of course you can get them back. They didn't go away mad. They just went away because you became irrelevant. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. You can always win them back, but one of the things that drives them away is irrelevance and indifference. And today, they have so much information coming at them so fast, as you said earlier, that if we're not careful, they're going to feel like we're taking them for granted. And if they feel like that, they're gone.
One of the things you say we need to do is to tell the truth. That's number one in your list of things to attract these customers and keep them, is to always tell the truth. Give us 30 seconds on that.
Well, you know, transparency is huge today, and our access to information is huge today, and customers build relationships based on trust. And you know from the very beginning, if they don't have the feeling that you're going to give them the truth and nothing but the truth, you're never going to get the trust that is, we believe, the basis for the partnership-like relationship customers are looking for today. So
And today, when customers are wired and dangerous, as John Batterson and Chip Bell talk about in their book, Wired and Dangerous, there's no place for you to hide. If you're not telling the truth, there's no place to hide. When we come back, we got some more tips that John has for us how to deal with this wired and dangerous customer. After these messages, 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.